Blog Talk Radio.
It's already on, should've already known. Act accordingly, you're in wrong. Gang gotta never hear, gotta get in my chrome. Don't smoke, but I still stay stoned. Ain't high on Chief and Buddha. I'm high on thinking, Lord, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. And we call this soldier worship, what's it to you? When I hear him say, well done, not depart from me, I never knew you. That's why I put my heart, mind, and soul in each and every song. You say I'm doing music, I say I'm dropping bombs. I declare war, it's on and popping and tapping. It's not enough, and so there's nothing that we need to discuss. We call this a takeover, be careful, cause all your friends and family may already be rolling with us. And soon and very soon it ain't long when Jesus is gonna come and take us home. You're running out of minutes like a cell phone. And if you are just showing up, look here, I am already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Yeah. The enemy's a coward and I see his knees are knocking. Just because you're yelling on the track don't mean the train is stopping. You can even join or step aside or get rolled over. I see the curtains closing, show's over. Gotta let that light shine brighter than a supernova. Days getting darker, nights getting colder. But I'm the type to tread on the cobra and take authority over the 31st of October. Soldier, I'm out of here, I'm on another level. And your Christians fight other Christians cause they don't wanna fight the devil. And you trying to kill your brother, but the devil's killing you. Man, why don't we just unite and make 10,000 out of 2? I don't care, I got some friends in there, I got some kid in there. So I take authority like I am a dominionaire and make sure his love is shown, whether you think I'm right or wrong. You just talking to yourself because you don't realize I'm already gone.
I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Closer, come close. Come, I know you see me physically, but really I'm a ghost. No ice cream, no soda, still I'm afloat. Right. You looking at a star, but it's the sun I promote. So listen, I'm not the one you want to provoke, cause I got a weapon that'll put anybody back in their place if they thinking they can take me for a joke. No, 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 no way, you'll catch me not living by the words that was wrote in the book of life. That alone got me gone in the zone, so all you see around me is smoke. Can't nobody break my concentration, quit wasting valuable time. If you think I will come down, cut even you out of your mind. Now I'm on a spiritual high. Just by looking at my life, you will find that I never stay down. My progress is always on the incline. Let me tell you what you better do. Realize we're ahead of you, and this is not our home. It's kind of difficult to get in when you fit in. When you're at a place you do not belong. You know that I know that you know that I cannot be wrong. When I mention that I'm in another dimension,
I am already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Ready?
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. Is everybody online?
Hello. That's me.
Yeah. Who is this?
Shirley Lewis.
Okay, Sister Shirley. Anybody else on the line? Auntie Carrie? Auntie Carrie? I don't know what's going on, Sister Shirley.
I don't either.
She's supposed to have the program today. She's supposed to open up all the lines. I don't know if she's having any problems or not.
I really haven't seen her. She stayed right across the street, but I've been running all day, but I was going to make sure I was back here by 8.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't seen her. I did see her door open. She had company over there a few minutes ago. I mean, when I came in, it's 6:30.
Yeah. I'm assuming she had to open our line up.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Because I don't have access to the computer, so she had to open up our lines, but I don't know what other problems she's having right now.
Okay.
Hello, Auntie Carrie.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, I just
all
dropped
right.
out. She needs to call back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You got Auntie Betty, 9463.
Okay.
5632.
Who is
1356.
That?
1356. Oh, it's 7585.
That's
up. 5632.
That's
mom.
Mom and dad. Okay.
Okay.
1356. Is that you?
That's me.
Okay.
3173.
That's
up.
Who is that? That's Dot and Karen Malachi.
And 1347.
Lewis? Sister Shirley?
Yeah,
okay,
Shirley.
That's Sister Shirley. Okay, sounds like we got a full house. Okay, while we wait for others to join, if that be the case. Mom, you want to pick up and read an Exodus for me? Exodus 12?
Yes.
I think that's where we are, right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in Exodus chapter 12. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the general congregation of Israel, saying in the 10th day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their father, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the soul. Every man, according to eating, shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male for the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goat, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take to the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor salted at all with water, but roasted with fire, his head with his leg, and with the cumin thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. And that which remaineth of it until the morning, ye shall burn it with fire. And they shall eat, and they shall eat it, with your loin girdle, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Except all the gods of Egypt, I will execute them. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generation. You shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, did we have any new callers to join in?
No.
Okay, so I will attempt to do a roll call. If I miss your name, I do apologize. Just give it, and we'll just keep the program going. First of all, I have Sister Shirley. I have Auntie Carrie. I have Auntie Betty. I have Mom, Dad, Malachi, Kira, and Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Yes.
Did I miss anyone?
Nope.
Amen, amen. Okay, we're going to go right on into our program. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight our topic is on Wisdom of the Bible, Family Life, Part 2. Now, if everyone will bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, help us not to get caught up in religion, but caught up in the Spirit, so that we might have a more effective prayer life and also to be obedient to you. We want to serve your divine purpose and to do what is right in your sight. Father God, we ask that you remove all evil forces away from our prayer service and allow us to live in your light. Father God, we ask that you show us how to be helpful for your kingdom. Show us how to live a life of constant praises to you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, all right. So our program, our lesson is on Wisdom of the Bible, Family Life. This is part two of it. And I have myself and Mom doing the responsive reading. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll be doing the bold and you doing the italic, Mom. And it goes on to say, committed to serve with compassion. I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
By God's mercy, we will offer our body living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our spiritual act of worship.
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing and perfect will.
We will not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we will be able to test and be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good pleasures and perfect will.
Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good.
Our love will be genuine. We will hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good.
Love one another with mutual affection.
We will love one another with mutual affection.
Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord.
We will not lack in zeal. We will be ardent in spirit and serve the Lord.
Amen. Committed to serve with compassion. Amen. Okay, we're moving right on into our first speaker, and I do believe that's Daddy and Auntie Dot, parents and children.
Yeah, I do believe the singer, most important function of the family is the raising of children. The family provides for the physical needs of children and teaches them how to grow into well-adjusted, responsible adults. School can teach the knowledge and skills needed to earn a livelihood. But children learn their values primarily from the example and teaching of their parents. As parents, we must both practice and preach our values. The author of this proverb speaks as a father who instructs his own son or daughter.
Hear, O son, the instructions of the father, and give attendance that you may gain understanding. For I give you sound teaching. Do not forget instructions. When I was a son of my father, Timnah and the only son in the sight of my mother. When he taught me and said to me, Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Acquainted understanding. Do not forget, nor turn away from the word of my mouth. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not proceed in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not pass by it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they cannot sleep unless they do evil, and they are robbed of sleep unless they make someone stubborn. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink of the wine of power. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
a lot of background noise. What is it and who is it? Who has the background noise? Okay, well, we're going to go right on into our reading. I think I had Auntie Janet. Who did I have reading the next speaker? Who has that?
Janet.
Auntie Janet. Karen Janet, but she's not on here.
Okay, so let's see. Auntie Betty, you want to fill in?
Sure.
Carrie. Do the bold and Auntie Betty, you do the italic.
Okay. Of course, the parents' instruction does no good if the child rejects it. The parents may not be perfect, but they have love and care for us, and they deserve our respect. The Bible advises children to honor and obey their parents.
Children, obey your parents. This is the right thing to do because God has placed them in authority over you. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first of God's Ten Commandments that end with a promise. And this is the promise that if you honor your father and your mother, you will be a long life full of blessing. Listen to your father's advice and don't despise an old mother's experience. Get the fact at any price and hold on tightly to all the good sense you can get. The father of a godly man has called for joy with pleasure. A wise son is, so give your parents joy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Carrie and Auntie Betty. And the next speaker goes to Auntie Betty the Bold and Sister Shirley the Italic.
All right. In addition to instruction and a good example, children need discipline to grow into responsible adults. Through discipline, children learn the consequences of their actions and learn to control their behavior.
Your mom. Discipline your son, and he will give you happiness and peace of mind.
I know.
Teach your child to choose the right path. When he is old, he will remain upon. Withhold not correction from the child, or if that beat him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell.
This verse above and a few similar ones are sometimes used to justify a harsh parenting style based on corporal punishment. However, the dominant theme of the Bible is not to beat one's children, but rather to teach a child to choose the right path through instruction and discipline. Beating with a rod is an example of how discipline may have been practiced in Old Testament times. Unfortunately, beating and spanking embitters the child and teach him or her to control others by physical force. The child may change his or her behavior out of fear, but does not learn self-control. Fortunately, modern parenting methods offer us a better alternative. The methods of natural and logical consequences teach self-control and value without causing bitterness between parent and child. In New Testament times, the harsh Old Testament teachings about discipline are replaced with verses such as these.
Father, do not endure your children. or they will become discouraged. And now, a word to your parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. Rather, bring them up with the love discipline the Lord himself approves, with suggestion and godly advice.
Jesus greatly valued children and the innocence of youth, saying we should humble ourselves before God the way a child does before an adult. He also placed anyone who would corrupt a child among the most despicable of sinners.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child and had him standing among them, and he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like this children, like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whosoever humble himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever welcomes a little child like this in my name, welcome me. But if anyone calls one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it will be better for him to have a large millstone hanging around his neck and to be thrown in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the thing that caused people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty and Sister Shirley. And that takes us into our next speaker, which is Auntie Carrie and Mom.
Okay.
Auntie Carrie doing the bold and Mom doing the italic.
Okay. The enthusiasm and the idealism of youth can be a pull force. Young adults are often able to see the simple truth of a complex matter and are able to work tirelessly for good cause. Paul gave this advice to Timothy, his young friend and associate.
Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believer in the speech of life and love and faith and impurity.
On the other hand, the temptation of youth may be a trap for those who have not yet developed a strong sense of right and wrong. Even children must take responsibility for their own actions. Wrong is wrong and evil is evil. It cannot be not justified because everybody does it, or I won't get caught, or wrong and evil is evil. And I won't get punished, or I was mad, or just felt like it, or I want it, or I did it to get back at, I won't get back at, where am I? fill in the blank, okay? Get that. My parents teach both sisters and begotten bull, cheated, gross, show off, hypocrite, etc.
Run from anything that gives you evil thoughts that young men often have, but stay close to anything that makes you want to do right. Have faith and love and enjoy the companion of those who love the Lord and have a pure heart. Even a child is known by his action, by whether his conduct is pure and right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie and Mom. Thank you for that reading. And I'll go into the next reading. And it goes on to say, strong and supportive family bonds husband and wife in a union of love and mutual respect. It is our refuge from the pressures and disappointment of the world, and is the instrument for giving our children the things that they need most: protection, love, training, and discipline. The more we cultivate strong family ties, the more fulfilling our lives will be. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, that takes us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we bow our head and worship you, and we praise your name. Father God, we ask that you apply the blood of Jesus over our family, friends, and loved ones, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Verna, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, the Moody family, Carlos and the Wells family, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, LaTanya, Cheryl, Charles and Val, Jessica Smith, Janet Williams, Quentin and the Rayco and family, Lenny and family, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Angela Burns, Vicky Husband, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Brian, Mary and Marianne, Valerie Crockett, Rochelle Bessler, the Norris family, Ruth Edwards, Sedaria, Kevin, Erlene, Eddie, Jerry, and Terry, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of this prayer. We ask that you provide them with the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing throughout all of our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, we go right into our birthdays for the week of December the 14th through December 20th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Yes, Kira.
Kira, when is your birthday, girl?
December the 19th.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Any other birthdays we need to recognize? Okay. I'm sure there's other, but Sister Shirley going to take us right into the birthday song.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kira. May God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Kira.
Happy
birthday,
Kira.
Many, many more. Amen. 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 Okay, thank you for that singing, Sister Shirley. Okay. And okay, and that takes us right into our round table where we share what's on our heart, whether it be praise, testimony, songs or poems or anything else you want to share with us tonight. So I will start down my list and you share or pass. And first on my list is Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I pass.
Auntie Betty.
Yeah, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and earth and earth. the sound in joy. Repeat the sound in joy. Repeat, repeat the sound in joy. No more let fear and sorrow grow. No storm infest the ground. He came to make his blessing flow. Forever curse is found, forever curse is found, forever, forever the curse is found. He ruled the world with truth and grace, and made the nation prove the glory of his righteousness, and wonder of his love, and wonder of his love, and wonder and wonder of his love. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God.
Took my song, girl. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Amen. Okay, that moves me right into Malachi. Anything you want to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, and Kira.
I pass.
All right, Auntie Dot?
I pass.
Okay, Daddy?
Okay, I'm going to read, there is only one true God.
Amen.
Amen.
God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Deuteronomy 6:4-5. For thus said the Lord, who created the heaven, who is God, who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Isaiah 45:18. That all the peoples of the earth may know that the Lord is God. There is no other. First Kings 8:60. I am the Lord. That is my name. In my glory I will not give to another. Isaiah 42:8. You are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there were no gods formed, nor shall there be after. Nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Isaiah 43:10-11. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is no other. Isaiah 45:22. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Only one true God. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. And Mom, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I had to find something else. Okay. I'm going to try to say. Holy, holy. Now, I hadn't practiced this one, but I'm going to check it.
Amen.
Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning the sun shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down the golden crown around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which was an art of evermore shall be. Holy, 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 thou the darkness hiding, though the eyes of sinful men they glory they be seen. Holy, thou art holy, though the non-abiding, perfect in power, love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all the world shall praise thy name in earth and skies to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
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 Right. Holy, holy. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The same way.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay. Before we go into our responsive closing reading, which is Kira and Malachi, am I correct?
Yes.
Before we do that, I have some things I need to say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. For next week, I thought that maybe we should, since we're going into the week of celebrating the birth of our Jesus Christ, is that our program should reflect that we should bring something to the table to talk about Jesus, what he has done for us and what he is doing for us. So is everyone in agreement with that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus next Sunday. Okay, so bring your material ready to celebrate Jesus next week, since it's going to be his celebration, not our celebration. His celebration. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. All right. We got that closed up. So we're going to go right into our closing responsive reading. And Kira, I guess you do the bowl and Malachi do the italic, or however you guys practice. We just want to hear from you. Go ahead.
Okay. Malachi doing the bowl and I'm doing the italic.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, and persevere in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We will rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, and persevere in praying. Prayer. Okay. Contributed to the needs of the saints, extend kind hospitality to strangers. We will contribute to the needs of the saints and extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. We will bless those who persecute us. We will bless and not curse them. Rejoice with those are those who rejoice. Weep with this those who weep. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. We will rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. We will say it again. Rejoice.
Amen.
Kira and Malachi, you did an awesome job. Praise God. Amen. So I'm expecting the same thing next week, guys. Kira and Malachi, you coming back next week or something? Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. I pray that you all can take something from this lesson today. This was a wonderful lesson today. It taught us how to be parenting and raising our children, and also for our children to learn how to obey their parents. So it brought a lot to us, and I hope that we can live on this for this week. I also take from this program is that we are not to be conformed to this evil world. Amen?
Amen.
But to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and direct our path. Donnellan's family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. For we plead the blood of Jesus over our entire family lives, whether it be by marriage, separation, or divorce, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Remember to keep God first in all that you do. And when your feet touch the floor, here we go, Daddy. Let one devil say to the other devil, oh, no, he or she is up again. For every step you take, praise God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, everyone have a wonderful, glorious, prosper, victorious week. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Love you all. Thank you. We got to give special thanks to Auntie Carrie. Everybody give her a shout out. She ran the program tonight. She is in the studio. We just got to teach her how to turn that music off. Other than that, it was a wonderful job.
Amen.
Well, always teachable, sweetie. Always teachable.
Amen. You did an awesome job. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for filling in for us. And I want to thank Kira and Malachi. You did a great job with the read and responsive. I thank everyone for what you shared with us tonight. Kira, you had something you wanted to say?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I love everyone, and everyone have a blessed and prosper week. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Bye.
Love you all.
Love you too.
All right. Good night.